And once again, would you open up your Bible to the gospel reading for this morning from the very words of Jesus Christ, who was asked about his second coming. And he answered that question. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, here and now, as we think about and consider what the end of the world, the end of time might be, and how joyful it should be when Jesus comes again. May the words of Jesus Christ be upon our hearts this morning, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Second to the last Sunday of the church year. Traditionally, Christian churches throughout the world, if they follow the Christian calendar, talk about the end of time, the second coming of Christ. Advent, beginning at the end of this month, we start talking about the first coming of Christ during the 4 weeks of Advent. So here at the end of the church year, we want to make it perfectly clear to people that they have an understanding of what might take place. It is Jesus who talks about his second coming. And it's sometimes not a pretty picture. He talks about, in the verses before our reading this morning, about the great tribulation. How terrible it will be to be alive during that time when the devil seems to have all the power on earth and many people are led astray. But Jesus zeroes in at that time and shares with us the good news that we don't have to worry about it, because he will come for us. Let's take a closer look at these words. Verse 29 of 24, chapter 24 of Matthew. Immediately after the tribulation, this terrible time on earth of those days. Now this is kind of gloomy, folks. The sun will be darkened. Ooh. And the moon will not give its light. Wow. And the stars will fall from heaven. What a sight. And the powers of heaven will be shaken. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be alive during those times. That would be scary. Nobody's going to say, is it the end of time or the end of the world? Everybody will know because of all the things that happen. And I want you to know that Hollywood has taken note. Yeah. And Hollywood has made a lot of money on the end of time. Armageddon. The Great Tribulation. Just, if you've ever seen or heard about these movies, raise your hand quickly. Deep Impact, Morgan Freeman. The Day After Tomorrow, Dennis Quaid. 2012, John Cusack. That is how the Mayans predicted the end of the world. Armageddon, Bruce Willis, Billy Thornton. World War, Brad Pitt. I Am Legend, Will Smith. Independence Day, Will Smith. War of the Worlds, Tom Cruise. Edge of Tomorrow, Tom Cruise. Interstellar, Matthew McConaughey. The Book of Eli, Denzel Washington. The Happening, Mark Wahlberg. Mad Max, Mel Gibson. Postman, Kevin Costner. And there's so many more, not even to mention the series like Walking Dead or Zombies. Wow, the end of the world is big money and has made superstars out of actors. But we here this morning, we know that the end will come and it'll be a terrible time. But these movies and all those actors give people a false hope. It is our sinful nature that we're born with that says, I can make it on my own. Think about it. In all these movies, somebody saves the day. One of these great actors. And we have this false hope that at the end of the world, the terrible tribulation, mankind somehow, some way will make it. And even though it seems impossible, a great hero like, you know, Will Smith in Independence Day, one of the biggest blockbusters, will save the day and afterwards walk off smoking a cigar. Folks, that isn't going to happen. That's what Hollywood wants you to believe. At the end of time, the second coming of Christ, the end of the world as we know it, there's only one hero. It is Jesus. When he comes, he who created the heavens and the earth, the stars, the sun and moon, will bring it all to a close. Jesus came the first time as the suffering servant, the second time as judge and jury, and will bring a close to the age. But you and I need not worry. And Jesus gives us good news in his words. I would like to read them to you. Follow along, verse 30. Then will appear in heaven the sign of the Son of Man, and then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven and with power and great glory. And he will send out his angels. This is good news, folks. His angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather the elect. Christians. Those who are trusting in Jesus for their salvation, not themselves, from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. See, if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you're trusting in Jesus to get to heaven, not yourself, you're part of the elect. Literally, you can say this about the end of times. Armageddon out of here. Yeah, maybe some of you have seen the movie Bruce Almighty. At the end of the movie, it is God portrayed it as a homeless man, has a sign, Armageddon out of here. I've taken that. Armageddon out of here. If Jesus comes at the end of time and I'm alive, he's going to take me to heaven, and you if you believe. Someday, if you die, end of time, the end of the world for you, Jesus is going to come and take you to be with him. How do we get to heaven? Jesus made it perfectly clear. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me, in my Father's house. There are many rooms, and I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be where I am. Listen, you don't have to fret the end of times, even though it may be difficult if you're alive or I am. Jesus will come and take us to heaven. In the meantime, between now and the end of the world or the day you die, God has given us a jacket to protect us. You have to Google this sometime. It's called the apocalypse jacket. Putting on your apocalypse jacket or putting on your Armageddon jacket. Literally, you can buy these things online. It's where now Amazon and other manufacturers are making money because the catchphrase is, zombies will hate it. It's a jacket to protect you from chemicals, from fire. It has some ballistic capabilities. The fibers are supposed to be made by NASA themselves. Yeah. But folks, it's just all make-believe. It's a way you can spend your money to protect yourselves from zombies or the walking dead. But it can't protect you from the end of the world. It's all make-believe. What protects us? A jacket that God has given to us. It's called the robe of righteousness. It's not something we make. It's something that God has made and gives to us. The day you were baptized, this is what Scripture says. Those who have been baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. Why do we put a baptismal gown on a baby being baptized to represent that jacket, that robe God has given us? Why do I wear a white robe in front of all of you? It represents that jacket of protection that God has given to me, a robe of righteousness. Isaiah in 61:10 says this, I have been given clothing, a garment of salvation. You see, all of you are wearing clothes this morning. But there's spiritual clothes. Just like Jesus says, there's spiritual water. There's water and spiritual water. Food, bread, and spiritual bread. Just like he says we have a physical life, we have a spiritual life. We have the Son of Man and the Son of God. We have spiritual clothing that God has given to us, and it protects us from sin, death, and the power of the devil. Sin, we are forgiven. The power of the devil, because it's an armor. In other areas, Paul talks about a breastplate of righteousness. Where does that come from? Jesus. From death, as we know, he'll come and take us to be with him. I could take off my robe of righteousness, that spiritual robe, and the tag, manufacturer tag, would read, made by God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Size fits all. And when you'd go down to the fabric tag, it would read, made 100% by the blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. It was Daniel. Did you hear that? Daniel said, and these who are saved will shine. You see, this robe makes you shine. A little boy went into a church where they had stained glass windows of saints. The boy asked his mother, who are those men? Well, that's St. John, St. Mark, St. Luke, St. Matthew, St. Paul, St. Peter. And the light shined through, and he was so impressed with it. A week later, in Sunday school class, the teacher asked, can anybody tell me who the saints are? And the little boy said, I can. It's those who let God's light shine through them. Last week was All Saints Day. We celebrate those saints on earth who trust in God for their salvation. Saints who've gone before us, we all know people have gone before us in heaven. They shined for each and every one of us. Who are the saints? The elect. Who are the saints? The elect who trust in Jesus and know the only way to heaven is by grace through faith. Who are the saints on earth? Those who shine for God. That's you, and me. They are the elect, Jesus says. I would say, I'd take it a little farther. They're electric. They're powerful. They shine for Jesus. And when they do that, it draws others. Yeah. Have you ever turned the porch light on in the middle of the night and watch all the bugs attracted to the light? Do you realize that people are attracted to your light as an elect, as a saint, as a Christian? That's why Jesus said, let your light shine. As a saint, as an elect, as a Christian, as a child of God. Why? So that others may see you and your good works and give glory to the Father in heaven. Paraphrasing, and be drawn to the Father in heaven. You need not worry. Jesus will come and take you to heaven at the end of days, the end of your life. You have a jacket, robe of righteousness that will protect you as you live on earth. Let your light shine. Amen. Would you bow your heads with me for a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we thank you for the garment of salvation that Isaiah speaks about. We thank you that Paul reminds us those who have been baptized into Christ have been clothed with Christ. We thank you that Jesus calls us the elect who believe and trust in him. We thank you that we have been given the name of saints on earth. We thank you that Jesus calls us children of God. May we shine forth in this world until that day Jesus returns. In Jesus' name I do pray. Amen.